in windy conditions. San Jose Mayor Charles Jones.
It is important for our community, residents, and businesses to be prepared for a power shutdown.
Outages are planned in more than half of California's 58 counties. America is listening to Fox News.
This hour is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Hello, 1990s? Listen, I swear I will trade you my Facebook account and smartphone for one more happy hour at Bennigan's and a couple of sips of Crystal Pepsi.
Bennigan's and Crystal Pepsi. And when I heard that, this Wayback Wednesday thing, I also thought of another restaurant that at the time you would feel like a classy guy if you took a woman to lunch, and that was Steak and Ale. Because it looked like you were having a cheeseburger in the Alps.
Bennigan's? What's that?
Bennigan's.
Bennigan's.
And then Steak and Ale, it had kind of a chalet look. You remember them, Rosie?
Bennigan's? No.
No, Steak and Ale.
Oh, no.
Where have you people been?
Here? Well.
Let's ask Nancy. Maybe Nancy knows.
I don't know about Steak and Ale, but I do know about that wonderful bacon, lettuce, and tomato pizza we had last night.
Oh, you were there at our party. Thank you for coming, and thank you for participating.
It was delightfully fun.
It was. It was a great group, and we're going to do it again a week from this coming Tuesday. We're getting another group together, but you're always welcome to join us there at Baumhauer's. It was a pleasure to meet you.
It was great to meet you, and the pizza's really good. I'd recommend that to anybody.
Yes, I broke protocol on my keto to enjoy a wafer-thin slice of the BLT pizza, which is sensational.
It was great, and the dessert pizza was good, too.
That was the one with the cheesecake topping.
And the cherries.
Cherries, yeah.
Yes. It was fun.
I managed to behave with that.
Okay. Well, good. I didn't.
Nancy. And I like women. I'm partial to women who don't behave. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the good words about the pizza place.
All right. Thank you for the great event.
Take care. Oh, that was nice.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato on thin. That sounds good.
It's incredible. And they, like the chicken bacon ranch, they do some really inventive pizza toppings. Well, it's Jacqueline.
Greg.
Yes.
How are you going to wait till I leave to talk about Steak and Ale and Bennigan? Are you kidding me right now?
No, it was just that little Wayback Wednesday flashback. And
first and foremost, the Monte Cristo sandwich at Bennigan's with the raspberry jam is the best sandwich I've ever had. And Steak and Ale was like eating in a little chateau in the Alps.
That's right.
Delicious hamburger.
That's right. I always put on my best lederhosen when I had lunch there.
I mean, there used to be one, I think it was off either Sunrise or Broward Boulevard, and it was delicious.
Yep. I didn't think you were old enough to remember these places. That's why. Well, I guess they lasted longer than I realized, too. Maybe they were around.
I mean, they were open until, like, the late 90s. That was open for a hot minute there. There was one when I was in college.
This much I could tell you. If you could take a lunch date to Steak and Ale, you were telling her that I am.
This is serious.
Yeah, and that I also have disposable income, which I'm happy to dispose on you.
Yes. I'm going to take you to Steak and Ale. Like, it's like a step up, like a way step up from Char Hut.
You know, I had a first. You remember the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel newspaper, right?
Absolutely.
I met the fashion editor who later went on to work for USA Today and then the Hollywood Reporter at a party, and I just knew sparks, right? It was one of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And so for a first date, I picked her up at the newspaper in a limousine and took her to the Sea Watch. How about that?
Yeah, you know, Sea Watch is always a safe bet, man. It's always a solid choice.
Was the limo too much?
No, I think it's a nice little touch.
Yeah, I got everything.
I mean, look at all this disposable income that I'm just throwing away. well, throwing it at your feet.
I'm glad that you remember those, and I don't feel so alone now.
No, you're not alone. You're never alone, Greg.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, have fun at your event tonight. Well, I learned so much from them today about curling hair. Is somebody letting William be in?
He's going to call when he gets here or send me a text.
What I learned today is I'm going to call my house a chateau as I pick my date up in my car, which I'm going to call a limo.
Mm. There you go.
It is 5:07. Shocking news out of Atlanta for Braves fans. It's now the Cardinals 11, the Braves nothing in the second inning.
No.
Man, they just... The guy that started the game for Atlanta, one hit them his last start. They must have figured something out because they just pounded the stuffing out of him. He got one batter out. That was it. They took him out of the game. So that's the story from there. When you need paint, indoors, outdoors, whatever the occasion, it pays to get and invest in a great paint that will give you a great result. You buy paint, discount paint, you're going to get a discount look. And you don't want that because it's a lot of work for a do-it-yourself. Or if you hire a professional, you should insist that they use a paint. And most will. When they quote a price on a job, this room, that room, the hallway, whatever it is, they know they got to use a paint that's going to get the job done in the time they know it should take. And that's why the professionals go to John Lee Paints, and that's why you should go, too. For interior painting, there's Richards, the best, leaves a perfectly even finish and looks great in a sunlit room or with just a nightlight on. It's just that good. It's almost like you had the room, the sides of the walls carpeted because it just looks so rich. For exterior painting, John Lee now has their own brand, solar proof, that resists sun, humidity, and mold. It's got a very low viscosity, so those things cannot happen when you use John Lee's solar proof. So look them up. They can sell you everything you need for a great outcome on your painting project. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. First, for all of you that take the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge into Elmore County, we have an accident at the Toll Bridge Road and Rifle Range right there near the little service station. That's got traffic backed up on Rifle Range. Hopefully, they'll get that out of the way soon, but use caution and prepare for a little bit of a slowdown through there. 2100 block of East South Boulevard got a disabled vehicle. That's right near the Burger King on the East South Boulevard. Use caution there. Atlanta Highway out of downtown's looking good. 231 to Wetumpka, a lot of traffic, but no accidents. 31 to Prattville, looking good. I-65 and 85 are accident-free. Some slowdowns here and there, but we are looking good overall this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery made history last night, electing his first black mayor. Stephen Reed defeated David Woods in Tuesday's runoff with a landslide victory, receiving 67% of the vote. We spoke with Stephen Reed after his historic victory. He says he is proud of the diverse voter turnout and excited about the future of Montgomery. The next phase of Montgomery's Rotary Park was unveiled today. Rotary clubs raised $12,000 for granite pavers, picnic tables, streetscape enhancements, and permanent food truck parking. This will allow more activities and events for the dog park and surrounding space. The Montgomery Zoo is looking for over 1,500 volunteers to make ZooBoo 2019 a success. That's about 125 volunteers each night of the 13-day event. The zoo needs people to volunteer at games, selling game tickets, rides, the pumpkin pull, and lots of ghosts and goblins for the haunted hayride. If you'd like to volunteer, go to montgomeryzoo.com. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice weather pattern underway. Fairly tolerable. Still dry, unfortunately. But our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature down to about 65. For tomorrow, look for another very warm day. 88 to 90 tomorrow. Same thing up to about 90 on Friday and dry. But spotty showers are possible as we get into Friday night and early Saturday. That's as the next cool front moves into the state. And the air behind it is really nice. For instance, I think we get down to 53 by around dawn on Sunday morning and up to about 82 for a high with low humidity and a nice breeze. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Listener Mike B says there was a Steak and Ale in Montgomery across from the Montgomery Mall. He says it was nice. I went there once for a Christmas lunch in the mid-80s. So you did have a Steak and Ale here.
I think he's right. Or it was a Jolly Ox.
I wonder if it was where, what's that place there? Our buddy Charles Hollis works at Longhorn.
No, I think it was where the IHOP is.
Oh.
In that general vicinity, or was.
All right, 513 joining us now. By the way, listen very carefully to our segment with Brent, Mr. Right on the Money, because afterwards we're going to do a pop quiz, and if you answer correctly, you'll win a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
Woohoo!
It's not that we don't take it seriously, Brent, but we're making a contest out of our segment today.
Well, dang. Can I call in after the segment?
I'm sorry, but employees and advertisers or their agencies are ineligible to win. So I have to shut that down. But I'll tell you, the pizza there is excellent. You got to take your little guy there sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I saw green today. Yesterday we saw red. Up and down, up and down. What was the driving force behind today's numbers?
Yeah, you know, it's like we always say, right? It's the tweets, it's the headline of the day, it's whatever. And the thing that's going on now is you know, a continuation of this China trade deal. And it's a bigger deal this time because they're actually here, you know, in the country and negotiating with U.S. representatives. And, you know, there's this push and pull, you know. Now it's down to you go for a few hours and news leaks out, oh, it looks like everybody's feeling good, we're going to get something done. Then you go to another few hours, and it's, hey, maybe that's not the case. It's just sort of ridiculous. But it does appear to me that, you know, the Chinese are willing to do a deal and what they're calling sort of a partial deal or a stopgap type deal. This is what I was talking about yesterday, that I think President Trump is probably warming up to that idea, and it's just really now a matter of what can both sides feel good about in order to sort of call a temporary truce or to say, hey, we've done a deal. This is not the kind of deal we wanted to get done, but this is what we've done. And I think that gives, you know, the president an opportunity to move on and get down the pathway of you know, running for re-election and dealing with other issues that are out there. And so we'll see what happens. But the mood was relatively better today. And so all we did was we took back some of the losses from yesterday. So, and that makes sense. If you think about it over this course of this week or even last week, all we've been doing is just sort of going up and down and up and down, but not really making any progress, certainly not really losing a lot of momentum. But the market's stuck in neutral because it wants to see what's going to happen from these trade talks in Washington. That's really the bottom line. And I think, you know, tomorrow we're going to get more of the same, and Friday more of the same. We've got some other numbers that we'll be looking at tomorrow, like the inflation numbers. We got producer price index numbers earlier, and they were really not too bad, which we think gives, you know, the Fed room to cut again. So we'll see what the CPI number is tomorrow, and then also we get the deficit numbers and that kind of thing. So still a lot of data to talk about. Earnings coming up right around the corner. That's probably going to be as big a deal or maybe bigger than even the Chinese trade talks on a short-term basis. That's how significant it is, particularly for third-quarter earnings as we're, you know, moving into the fourth quarter. And so we'll be ready for that next week. But, you know, all in all, that's where we sit. And hopefully we can get, you know, get something done.
I saw some numbers today, and this is something that you used to speak of, particularly when Obama was president, and that was personal income. Mm-hmm. And the number I saw today was that between 2009 and 2017, personal income, that number only grew by $1,000 over 8 years. It has grown over $4,000. In fact, the headline on the article I read, America has gotten a $4,000 raise from Trump, if you look at just the average numbers. And right. That's pretty significant.
No, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And you know, so you see the data as it comes in, and obviously you and I have been talking about this. I think, you know, you would hear the excitement in my voice that, hey, when we dove down into those jobs numbers, yes, the unemployment rate was great, and, you know, the jobless claims numbers were down and all of that, but it was the wage increases that was so powerful. And I think also it's being confirmed by the fact that we see it showing up in retail sales and consumer sentiment numbers. Discretionary income has risen for the average American out there. And so, yeah, that's a great story to tell. And quite honestly, it's such a significant thing that even globally, rather, a lot of news media outlets around the world are saying, are we going to have to rely on the U.S. consumer to get us through this mess? Because the U.S. consumer is so strong. And that's the irony in all of it. And that's another reason why, when we talk about re-election and things like that, that I have been pretty steadfast in my opinion that, you know, if the economy is still strong and wages are rising, it is really going to be hard to unseat the president.
Well, even one of the Democrats in Congress said we're not going to be able to beat him, especially with this crop of candidates we've got. Can't believe Joe Biden's out there calling for impeachment today with what I have in our sound system here, where he's boasting about leveraging a foreign government to protect his son from prosecutorial investigation. It's just unreal what the gall, the chutzpah they have, you know, making these statements. So the only way they can, you know, avoid that defeat, and the reason they're so hell-bent for leather and getting so crazy over either getting him out or whatever it takes, is there's likely to be two or three Supreme Court justices coming up in these next 4 to 5 years, and they don't want him to pick those because they don't want to undo all the fiat lawmaking that's gone on, especially with Obama. You can always tell when a decision comes down that you know is wrong, it's always an Obama judge. They're not going by the letter of the law or the Constitution. It's by, this makes me feel good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. Well, you know, it reminds us that in the world of politics, I mean, let's face it, it's all about who can manufacture and control the narrative. And Democrats have been really pretty good at that nationally, you know.
Right, but I think they're wearing out their welcome. I think they have done a great deal to destroy their credibility. And people are just getting weary of all of this. Impeach for what? I mean, you've got to have a high crime or misdemeanor. That's the standard. And the president is entitled to the same rights any American citizen is, and they're trying to deny those. It's unreal what they're doing. It's wrong. And even some, I think most people have a meter, an internal meter that tells them, hey, this is too far. You're going too far here. And I don't like it. Because if the roles were reversed, I wouldn't want to be treated that way either. at 521. All right, so we talked about that that $4,000 personal income. You know, it's always fun to know you have a little more money coming in. What do I do with it? Well, here's a suggestion. Call up Brandt at 387-0094. Make an appointment to see him and see how a portion of that money, or what you're currently making, just setting it aside, getting into a discipline with it, can build you a nest egg that can grow and be there for you when you need it, because you never know what life's going to throw your way. They can also consult you at McDonald and Hagen about insurance needs for your business, for your life, whatever. That's where I got. That's how I got my policy. So call them and become managerial about your personal economics. 387-0094. It's time well spent at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we will talk tomorrow.
Yep, we sure will. And looks like the Braves.
Oh, God. 11 runs in the first two innings. Unreal. Yeah. Rich Thomas is disconsolate right now.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. How you feeling, Rich?
Awful.
Yeah, I would be too right now.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I can't believe how many people are checking in on the steak and ale. Right across from the Montgomery Mall where the IHOP is. Listener Mark worked there as a waiter in the 80s. It was exactly where the now-closed IHOP is. I'm glad we jarred that memory button for folks. Mm-hmm. But it was true in the 80s. I was a class
and
guy.
And I didn't go there.
I made good money. You know, when you're taking somebody to lunch, you take them to Steak and Ale and not to...
Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Steak and Shake
isn't
bad.
Steak and Shake is good.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Steak and Shake about halfway along the drive back from Florida, last exit off I-75. I stopped there once when I had Hershey as a puppy. And we went there, and I got him a plain burger patty to eat because I had just gotten him. I didn't have dog food or anything, the little thing in the grass, my little handful of hair, who's now almost 14 years old, and a rebellious teenager. It is 524. As I was speaking with Brant, I mentioned a number. The personal income under Donald Trump for Americans has risen an average of $4,000. If you can tell me the number that occurred when Obama was president at 272-9228, first person in wins a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. Again, I want the number that we gave during Obama's eight-year presidency, 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you take the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge home, you want to know there's an accident at the corner of Dozier Road and Rifle Range. Just as you get off the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge right there near the service station, it's causing backups on Rifle Range both directions. Going to be busy there for a few minutes. We've got a disabled vehicle downtown Commerce Street and Bibb Street. That's going to be right near the Hampton Inn at the Hank Williams Museum. Use caution in that area. Atlanta Highway looking good. No accidents there. We're busy. 231 up to Wetumpka. No accidents. Highway 31 to Prattville looking good. The Boulevard looking good. We're actually pretty good shape this afternoon. Just some busy pockets of traffic here and there. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Line 2 is the first.
Okay, this is Serena.
Good afternoon.
Can you give me the number I gave?
Give you one of them. I don't know. I don't know if I missed the first one or not.
No, I said that the number under Trump was $4,000. What was the number of that we gave for personal income growth? God, what a contest. During Obama's presidency, what was that number?
Oh, I don't know. I heard the 4,000 one. Was that 3,000?
Oh.
That's so close.
No.
I'm sorry.
I called myself listening, too. Well, good luck to the next person.
All right. Then that next person is Brian.
I believe the answer was 1,000.
That is correct, and Brian, you have just won a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
Ooh. That's fantastic. I've been wanting to try them.
It is. They're great. Hang on. We're going to mail this to you, by the way. We are a class operation here. I'll pay the postage. So hang on. And everybody else, thanks for trying. We got to finish our break here. Leave that for Rosie.
Brian.
And but speaking of food, we're getting ready to head over to Baumhauer soon.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
I'm Lexi Quinn, bow hunter and wildland firefighter. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. I've always felt more connected to nature than I have anything else. So when I go outdoors, that's like a release for me. It's a place that I can go recharge my batteries. It's a place that I can just be at peace, and it's good for the mind as well as the soul. And it's always have the urge and the need to just be outside, which is why I chose a career in wildland firefighting to begin with. Boot Barn work. Built for the outdoors.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Slide down your throat on a Halloween night. Show the candy's filling, but woman, if you're willing, be thrilled. Watch you killing that whole bag tonight. You naughty thing, you rip the package open. You naughty woman, take the bag around for everyone. I'm such a mover. I love the way you stand with everybody. The way you sing, you're licking something sticky off your thumb. And here's the part the song is all about, when you take a piece of candy.
Candy corn, it's about time. That's a brand new song about candy corn. You know, there's all kinds of songs about chocolate and, you know, but candy corn is the unloved Halloween treat. I like it. It's, you know, it may not be the most exciting. It doesn't have, like, you bite into it, it doesn't have a gooey inside or any of that kind of excitement. But when I was a kid, when I was a dopey little kid, I used to take it and I'd press it on my teeth and make fangs. And then eat them.
It's one of those things that I either love or I hate. I'm either not going to touch it or I'm going to eat the whole bag and get sick.
Frankly, I thought it was
adorable.
Speaking of adorable, Rich Thomas is disconsolate. It's three innings. The Cardinals lead the Braves 13-0. They got 10 runs in the first inning. It is over in Atlanta.
Oh, gosh.
Horrible. Sally Mass.
Hello, Greg.
Hello.
You know, you are making me hungry by talking about all this food.
Yes. And that's our goal.
When you were talking about Steak and Shake, I was like, oh, man. But that's okay, because I ate some more of my pizza from the pizza place this afternoon for lunch, so yeah. I'm not that hungry.
The one I didn't get to try last night was the cheeseburger pizza. That looked amazing.
I didn't either.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I have some still.
We're going back a week from Tuesday for another listener focus group session thing.
Oh, I might have to try.
Oh, nice. That was fun, because the people that come are so sweet, and then my brother's pizza is the best pizza you'll find.
Seth, you should come and bring your little girl.
I'm going to try to.
My treat.
I will try to.
Okay. And William B. is in the house, but he's like 500 miles from the microphone. He's just...
Oh, by the way,
all this food talk. I just got yet another message from Chris. Chris C. says, checking in on the Steak and Ale. I remember it well. My wife was a waitress there while in high school.
I was three.
What is this, a contest to see how young we were? I just remember it from the 80s. I was... 80s. I was just starting out in radio. Well, thank you for...
In the 80s, we were young and naive.
Well, yeah.
Well, not so naive.
Yeah. And by the way, thank you, Sally. Good to hear from you. Earlier this afternoon, I said, guys, there's something guys don't talk about. There's like an ad that runs that says... Lots of guys deal with it, but guys don't like talking about ED, right? And I never thought I'd see the day where you'd see Viagra signs on the outfield wall at a baseball park, but they're there. It's like, really? Do we need to, you know?
That is a little much.
You know, these kids, I mean, do they need to know this stuff before they need it? I'm just
not
saying.
Really.
I'm sure that those signs produce a lot of awkward parental moments. Like, what is Viagra for, Dad?
Mommy, who's Ed?
Yeah. Is he a player? So earlier this afternoon, I said I personally have never been confided to by a guy that's had a vasectomy. That came up with Dana and Jacqueline, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And since I mentioned that, I've had now three guys I know send me a note saying, I've had one, no big deal. It's just one of those things that... there's an episode where they really call out the hypocrisy of the meathead on All in the Family, because Mr. Liberal... And the overpopulation! Typical crap, scaring people with stuff then that didn't turn out to be true and all that. And Gloria... is pregnant with a second child, and he's not so sure they should have this child because they'll be contributing to the overpopulation. And he wants, they're thinking about Glory having an abortion. Doesn't happen. But Irene Lorenzo, that character on All in the Family, says, why don't you have a vasectomy? Why should Gloria have to bear the responsibility for this? And all of a sudden, he like turned white and said, no. Of course, back then, you know, it was a relatively new procedure, and I think some guys had the impression that doctors performed this with kitchenware or something, you know.
It's rusty.
We all have our squeamish.
I've got one little girl. I love her to death. I'm scared. You know, if I ever have a date again, I may. I know some of my friends have got them, and they say it's very easy. No problem about it. And it's
but another
cheap.
Daughter or a vasectomy?
Yeah.
You're too young.
Well, I mean, one of me's enough, or two.
You know, I was certainly young enough, and God knows I was virile enough. I left the door open to having another kid, but I just didn't find myself with women that they'd already had kids, you know, and all that.
That's how it is nowadays. I mean, just about any woman you date's got like two kids.
But I got a great deal with the one, so I can't complain. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Let me see if that Beamer is still there. This is in the under $10,000 category, by the way. And I think if you've always dreamed about buying a Beamer, you got to take a look at this. Hey, automatic transmission, by the way. This is a 2004. It looks like it just came off the assembly line. The interior is immaculate, and it's only got 86,000 miles on it. So by my math, that's a little over 5,000 miles a year. So this car has been babied, and it wouldn't be in this category if the Ingram mechanics had not been through the engine and said, we can resell this one. This is not somebody else's troubles we have here. And it's under $8,000. So you might want to check it out and have your BMW dream come true. If you need another vehicle for the family, there's a Rogue and a Ford Fusion SE that are... The Rogue is under $7,000. I have one. I love it. And my next car will be, guess what, another Nissan Rogue. There's a Sentra. A lot of Nissan products in here. A couple of Sentras, Toyota Camry, and a Volkswagen Jetta, also renowned for its safety. So if you have a new driver, you want them in something that will protect them if they make a mistake. And, of course, we pray they don't. Value, cars you can depend on, and a team of people to support you. By the way, if credit issues have kept you from being able to upgrade your wheels, go to Jack Ingram because they have 22 different financing options, and they have done many a person, gotten somebody done who came in convinced they would never be able to get a loan on a vehicle. So don't give up until you've tried tipping the team at Jack Ingram. 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-85 at Mulberry. This is going to be outbound from the I-65-85 interchange if you're headed towards Mulberry and Ann Street. There's also a slowdown on I-85 headed to the I-65-85 interchange. Going to take you a few minutes to get through there. 65 is accident free. Atlanta Highway outbound, busy but moving. Federal Drive busy from the Atlanta Highway to Garrett Coliseum. A lot of fair traffic this afternoon. Lots of traffic on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway to East Chase to Vaughn Road. The Boulevard, accident-free at this hour. Let's see, 231 to Wetumpka, looking good. Highway 31 to Prattville, looking good. Drive carefully. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Saturday night, $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. That's the Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. It's 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The next phase of Montgomery's Rotary Park was unveiled today. Rotary clubs raised $12,000 for granite pavers, picnic tables, streetscape enhancements, and permanent food truck parking. This will allow more activities and events for the dog park and surrounding space. Montgomery made history last night, electing its first black mayor. Stephen Reed defeated David Woods in Tuesday's runoff with a landslide victory, receiving 67% of the vote. We spoke with Stephen Reed after his historic victory. He says he is proud of the diverse voter turnout and excited about the future of Montgomery. The Montgomery Zoo is looking for over 1,500 volunteers to make ZooBoo 2019 a success. That's about 125 volunteers each night of the 13-day event. The zoo needs people to volunteer for games, selling tickets, rides, the pumpkin pool, and haunted hayride. If you'd like to volunteer, go to MontgomeryZoo.com. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice weather pattern underway. Fairly tolerable. Still dry, unfortunately. But our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies, the overnight low temperature down to about 65. For tomorrow, look for another very warm day, 88 to 90 tomorrow. Same thing up to about 90 on Friday and dry, but spotty showers are possible as we get into Friday night and early Saturday. That's as the next cool front moves into the state, and the air behind it is really nice. For instance, I think we get down to 53 by around dawn on Sunday morning and up to about 82 for a high with low humidity and a nice breeze. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
But I'm gonna have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody gonna be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick-or-treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, the Braves got a run, so it's 13-1 Cardinals.
Woo!
I'm making that up for our baseball fans, all 23 of you.
We're going to turn it around.
They're coming back.
Tell you what, if the Braves do make a comeback and win this game, that'll be a record breaker.
They'll tear down the stadium.
It'll be crazy. Because if the Cardinals win, they advance. I actually think the Dodgers are going to lose.
No.
I do. I just have it's just a feeling. I don't know. I have nothing to back it up. They got a great team. They had a phenomenal year. But they will also be the first team to win 107 games during the regular season to lose in the playoffs, if that does happen. It's just a feeling I got. Yankees and Nationals. It came to me in a dream. Because Tampa Bay could beat Houston. We've seen that now. And Houston's a little bit too full of itself. And I realize I'm talking about a sport that's foreign to almost everybody listening. So let's talk about something else that's foreign to almost everybody listening. This clip came out today. Rosie, you've had a pedicure,
mm-hmm.
right?
How about you?
You had one?
Yeah, of course.
Recently?
No, it's been a while, man. When they touch my feet, I go nuts. I start laughing.
All right. How about you, William B.?
Never had one. I think mine would require a farrier.
Or a palm sander.
Rosie knows what a farrier is.
Yes, I do.
She knows what a farrier is.
Actually, Emily got me into a place that's not far from my house called Body Serene. I mean, what a perfectly named place
for
me.
Do you know what a farrier is?
I have no idea.
It's somebody that shoes horses.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why I laugh.
I have one.
Well, when, you know, they use gasoline-powered tools to work on my feet. They're brutal. But anyway, this is a clip of a guy going for his first pedicure.
And actually, it's Seth.
Well, let's close our eyes and pretend it is.
All right.
He's very ticklish.
All right. Okay. All right.
You have to look at your own foot.
I can't look.
Keep it like a person would keep their foot.
Oh, this one is. Wait.
You have to. I am so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Oh, I can't do it.
I love this so much. That's it's great.
That's what he said. He's so ticklish.
That's what it
There's
like.
A couple of parts, times when, you know, yeah, because my feet are ticklish, but most of the time they don't have to make contact. It's in the arch. That's where the nerves are.
And whenever nobody touches that part of you and somebody wants to go all in and start, it's like,
what was
he
that?
Gets tickled just thinking about
I
it.
I really do, because it's just like that. It was terrible.
Well, I never really, when I was making stupid money, I had all that stuff done all the time. We had a spa in the building I lived in. I just took the elevator downstairs. There you are. Got my hair cut there, manicures, pedicures. Always looked great. Even though I hated myself inside, I sure looked good on the outside.
But today you look good and you feel good.
I haven't put my party pants on yet for Baumhauer's.
He did that last night, too.
Yes, and I also have shoes. I will not wear flip-flops in the Baumhauer's either. You never know who's going to be in there.
Not only that, somebody might step on your feet. That's a real active group over there.
In my case, they could be doing me a favor. Maybe they'll break off a couple of those longer toenails. I don't know what it is. It's not like I sit and eat Jell-O three times a day. Isn't that the stuff that makes your nails strong?
Mm-hmm.
I just got, like, very hardy nails, fingers and toes. And they grow really fast. If you have been frustrated in your attempts to find better sleep, less anxiety, relief for pain, and prescription drugs are not the route you want to go, you now have a fresh option with products that really work at your CBD store. Products that are totally legal. There's no high in these. CBD can be found in both industrialized hemp and cannabis, but the only legal CBD oil is made from industrialized hemp, defined by the Department of Agriculture, and that's what your CBD store is, the SunMed product line. And not only are these products incredibly effective for pain, anxiety, and better sleep for humans, they're pet treats. I have three separate examples, including one. You can look it up. You don't want this to happen to your dog, but something called Cushing's. And a friend of mine had a dog who was having symptoms indicating Cushing's. The vet even sort of came to that conclusion. Went to your CBD store and got the pet treats. The symptoms were gone within a couple of days. They really worked. They helped with my daughter's dog. And with Briscoe at my place when he had sprained his butt or something, was walking around on three legs, goofy thing. These work. And my suggestion is Marissa and Lori know these products inside out, so stop by your CBD store and ask questions and find solutions. They're easy to find at 8852 Mini Brown Parkway. Just turn south by the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right, and you're there right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs, your CBD store.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
For the last time, I don't mean to sound like your father, Kiara Harris, You are the name this hour. You have till 6 to call us at 396-5477. So you have a shot to win that $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a mess on I-85 southbound. We have an accident right near Ann Street. Traffic is beginning to move, but we have a backup almost all the way to the I-85-65 interchange. Going to take you a few minutes to get through there. Just be patient. Well, Atlanta Highway out of downtown is busy but moving. Federal Drive busy from the Atlanta Highway to Garrett Coliseum. We have a lot of fare traffic in front of Garrett this afternoon. Taylor Road heavy from the Atlanta Highway to East Chase over to Vaughn Road. The Boulevard is moving but busy. 231 to Wetumpka, busy but moving, as well as 31 to Prattville. Well, the number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
I'm Lexi Quinn, bow hunter and wildland firefighter. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. I've always felt more connected to nature than I have anything else. So when I go outdoors, that's like a release for me. It's a place that I can go recharge my batteries. It's a place that I can just be at peace, and it's good for the mind as well as the soul. And it's always have the urge and the need to just be outside, which is why I chose a career in wildland firefighting to begin with. Boot Barn work. Built for the outdoors.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be.
Welcome back to Three Men and a Lady here on News Talk 93.1 FM, sort of the accidental afternoon edition of the morning show. William P. is here.
What's up?
I just loved that dog stroller photo.
So cute.
Yes, I do push that in public from time to time.
And I don't think, well, who would, first of all, who would mess with you? Who would be dumb enough to come up and insult you?
That's what I want a picture of, you pushing that.
If I push something like that, nobody would be surprised there. This is great. By the way, the latest score, you diehard Braves fans, they got a run. It's now 13-1, St. Louis over the Braves in the deciding game 5.
We're coming back.
That's right.
You know, Rich has had a rough week because Auburn lost, and now the Braves are bowing out. And I'm probably going to have to make the fried egg ham and cheese sandwiches tomorrow just to lift his spirits.
All comfort food.
Well, that's what I'm good at, and he's the weather, and I'm the comfort food guy. One thing we didn't get into was the Matt Lauer story. Maybe we'll find time for that tomorrow afternoon. In the meantime, every afternoon at some point, we'll be giving away a 14-inch tree-topping pizza to the pizza place. And again, we thank them for taking such great care of our group during our focus group gathering last night. And we'll be doing another one a week from this coming Tuesday. So like every other week, we're going to try and put those together and seek your feedback on the show and programming. And that's what we're going to do tonight at Baumhauer's, right?
Yes.
So stop by. Enjoy. Are you going over there or you got to go home?
I'm going.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'll be over there.
You know, he is from Millbrook. You know what they do up there all day?
I'm from there.
Shh. And he's not even a... Are you a farmer? Just wanted to, a friend wanted me to ask. We're going to check out with traffic, and we'll see you over there in just a little bit. 5:59.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident to report. Fairview Avenue at I-65. This is going to be on the southbound ramp. Going to be a bit of a problem there for a few minutes, so use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Things are moving along good again on I-85 now, inbound and outbound from the I-65-85 interchange. 65 northbound's looking good. We also have Atlanta Highway. A lot of busy traffic there this afternoon. It's busy in front of Garrett Coliseum for the Alabama National Fair. Still a lot of traffic.